Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. We're following up on the story we discussed yesterday, and it's been in the news, and of course we've had interviews on the subject of the liberation technique for MS patients and whether the use of techniques to clear veins is effective or not. And Dr. Dworkin joins us now because there's a new study out in the UK and Germany that says, in fact, the vein blockage is not the cause of the MS. Doctor?
Good morning, Steve. This is a study published in the Annals of Neurology, and it was a small study, 76 people, 56 with multiple sclerosis, and 20 people who were healthy. And they checked them using ultrasounds of the neck to see if indeed they had those vein blockages. And in this particular study, they said there was only one patient that showed abnormal blood flow in the jugular and vertebral veins, which are the veins in the neck that people are hypothesizing about. That contrasts quite a bit with other research that has shown more blockages. There's one study in the University of Buffalo that showed that 50% of patients had blocked or narrowed veins. What seems to be at issue here is how the research was conducted. That is, the tool that they used to measure the blockages in the veins. In this case, they used ultrasound to measure blood flow, which will do that. But what they're saying is that the gold standard for determining whether the veins are indeed tortuous or blocked is using a venogram or using a dye to be able to inject into the vein itself to then do an image of that and see if indeed the vein does have blockages in certain areas, which the ultrasound itself is not able to do as effectively. And so, again, this adds to the reason why this research needs to be done. You need to establish first the proper way in order to assess the vein blockages and determine whether indeed those vein blockages are associated with MS. And so because you're having different studies reporting different results, you need to collect a whole range of these studies in order to look for a consistent pattern. And so what this one study does is you can't hang your hat on it. You can't say that this disproves the hypothesis. It simply then raises questions for people to now do further study to use the proper technique that will demonstrate once and for all whether there is this particular link.
Okay, but and again, coming back to your reference to this method in which they tested in the United Kingdom and in Germany, they used the ultrasound test, which is not the gold standard for venous blockage.
That's correct. In terms of trying to determine whether there is venous blockages associated with MS, this, according to some of the people that are doing the research, is not the way to be able to prove that. So you have to have a standard method and then use that method in trying to answer the question that we all want to have answered.